says something. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Today, I want to, in a way that I'm able to let us see clearly the difference between praise, thanksgiving, as we all just bring them together, and the importance of this as we are going in the journey of 2020, which no one had ever experienced. All you need is the right key in order to get the right blessing. And once that right key is used, you break through. Praise is the key that I want to bring unto us this morning for us to know. Activate the power of his praise in you. It's in you already. You just need to activate it so that it will grow, so that it will be effective. When we're talking of praise, we're talking of praise as being the act of complimenting God for what he is truly is. Praise is not thanking God. You are thanking somebody for what they have done. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for what you gave me. It means the person did something. But when we are talking of praise, praise, you are talking about that person, who they are. Brethren, in 2020, as we are going into this year, it's going to be awesome, trust me. It is going to be awesome. I say trust. But we need to let our mouth be full of whom God is. Talk about whom God is all the time, not about your situation. The devil wants us to focus on our situation, the challenges we are having, but God wants us to talk about him, whom he is, even in the face of your situation. Praise is an expression of humility when we humble ourselves and begin to see whom God is, begin to see what God is doing, begin to see where God is in a situation that we find ourselves. Because in every situation, there is always what God is saying in there. If you can pay attention. If you are not paying attention, if you are not looking rightly, you will be seeing what is happening instead of seeing what God is doing. And there is a huge difference between the two. What God is doing can never be the same with what you can see that the situation is telling you. That is why it's good to change our focus in 2020 for us to see and talk about whom God is. It takes humility. And then we'll be able to, when you are praising God, you'll be able to focus the center of your attention on him. It's like you are in an event and they are praising you. You know how it will be. Then even if you don't want to bring money out, you will bring. By the time they are praising you, when they are praising you, do they talk about what you have done? No. What are they talking about? Who you are? They will talk about your skin, even if they don't know you. They will find out your name and talk about you. You tall and slim and beautiful and handsome and this and all that. They will begin to describe you, my friend. At a point, you will get up. You will begin to dance. You will begin to pray. You will begin to appreciate the praiser. Imagine when it is God. Imagine when you focus on talking about whom God is, disregarding what is going on around you. Unlike thanksgiving, praise comes from insight of whom God really is. The understanding has to be there. If you don't know him, you cannot praise him. Because there is nothing you can say about him. You will just be thinking the whole world is against you. Even God is upset at you. You will not be able to interpret spiritually the situation you find yourself, because you will be comparing it to something that happened to somebody. But in your case, if you don't know God, you will think it is like that. You will not be able to see what God is saying. We praise God for who He is and what He has done, apart from what He has done for you. See what He has done. We just sang it in a song. He gave us His only begotten Son. You praise God for His faithfulness. You praise God for His loving kindness. You praise God for His mercy. His mercy is different from human being mercy. Be merciful to you. The Bible says His own mercies endures forever. Forever. We all know Kenneth Copeland. It says something that really struck my spirit. It says, praise is the big gun of faith. Praise is the big gun of faith. So that is to tell you that praise and faith goes together. There is no way you can separate. There is no way you can praise if you don't have faith. Because instead of you, if you don't have faith, right, you will be overwhelmed with what you see. But if you have faith, you won't see what you see. You will see what God is saying right there. So people are saying something different. You are on a different level, on a different platform. They can see casting down. You can see lifting up. You know what? They will even ask you, you're looking good. What's going on? Because your focus is different. Faith and praise goes together. So what Kenneth Copeland said really, really means a lot. Praise is the big gun of faith. Remember what we said one time when we were preaching? That your faith is your sacrifice, and your sacrifice is your praise. Let me say it together because I want us to dwell on it a little bit. Your faith is your sacrifice, and your sacrifice is your praise. Am I confusing you? No. Your faith is your sacrifice. Let me tell you, brethren, to act in faith is an act of sacrifice. It's not cheap. It's not just word of mouth. Our sister leading prayer in the morning said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. You think not by faith you can say that? Then people will say, what's going on with you? Can't you see? What's going on with you? But you are saying something different. Your faith is your sacrifice. Your sacrifice is your praise. That is, your faith, your action, because faith has to do with action. When you act in faith, that is your act of praise. It's a sacrifice. And your sacrifice is your praise. So it means at that time, you now begin to praise God. Even when you shed in tears, you will begin to praise God. Even when you seem to be confused, you will begin to praise God. Even when you had no clue what the next minute will say. But you have faith because you believe His word and you are holding onto His word. And you will be able to say that I know my Redeemer liveth. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Praise is an expression of faith, just like what we were talking about, and a declaration of victory. And we know that God causes everything to work together. See the action of faith? Faith is your sacrifice. See that? We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So when you see that situation, immediately you tune into heaven. You are connected with your Father. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit is going on, and God is telling you what he is doing, what he is bringing out. You remember his faithfulness. You remember what he did in the past. You remember he never failed. You remember he is the never-changing God. You remember he is the ever-faithful God. So in that situation, right there, what you can see is victory, not defeat. You know that this situation that I see, God is turning it because he causes everything to work together for the good for those who love God. You'll be able to stand and say, I refuse to give up in this situation because I know that my God, an expert warrior, is about to do something good. He's about to bring life out of dead bones. And you will boldly say, that dry bones shall rise again. Don't give up until God says it's over. You can never do that as a man of faith. Because a man of faith, you don't go by what you see, you go by his word. Praise is a sacrifice. It's something that we offer to God sacrificially. That is to stand and say, my God, you know what you are doing at this time, but I give you praise. Because faith is thy faithfulness. And you open your mouth. They are expecting you to begin to pray and begin to hold hands and begin to give prayer requests. But you stand and say, I know you are faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not, they never fail. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All that I've needed, thy hands has provided. This is a song of a man of faith in the face of adversity. You will remember immediately his faithfulness. So you will look less into that situation. You will look more unto his faithfulness. And you'll be able to speak it out. You'll be able to act it out. You'll be able to begin to rejoice. That is why you will see the joy of God in you will come out. There is no situation that can take the joy of the Lord from you as a child of God. Because that is not happiness. That is joy. It comes from him. It has nothing to do with the emotional. It has nothing to do with what miracle that just happened. No, the joy is continually in you coming out. Hebrew chapter 13 verse 15 says, by him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. How many times? So with the meaning of praise that I just said, what do you think the scripture is saying right there? Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, let us be talking about whom God is continually. Don't talk about what you see. Don't talk about what they did. Don't talk about what they are doing. Talk about whom you know your God is in that situation. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The meaning of this is you refuse to focus on your situation, but to declare the greatness of your God over that situation. You refuse. It's a choice that you have to make as a man of faith, as a man of praise, as a praiser. You refuse. You will refuse to focus on that situation, but you will determine to focus and declare the faithfulness of God over that situation. You think when the wind blows, the devil wants us to see whom God is in that situation? No. He wants you to be panicked. He wants you to think it is over. He wants you to think that you have come to the end of the road. He doesn't want you to remember whom God is, because he knows the moment you remember whom God is and you stand and declare it, that is the key to your breakthrough. That is the key to your breakthrough. Brethren, activate the power of his praise in you as you are going in this new year. Stop focusing on the strength of the wind. Focus on the God of the wind. There is difference between the two. When you focus on the strength of the wind, you can sink. But when you know that you have the God of the wind with you, you know you can stand. And you will stand tall. I don't know what the situation is, but I said it at the beginning of the service to tell your neighbor, God is not done yet, because you are about to see more of his faithfulness. When you focus on whom God is, when you focus on whom God is, brethren, when you focus on whom God is, you will be able to see positive even when others can see negativity. That is your God. He is great. He is great. He is the God of the wind himself. That is why the wind trembles. The wind submits. So when the wind is blowing and blowing and blowing, and you go this side, there is no help. You go this side, they tell you their own problem. You move to the front, they're like, there is no hope. We don't do that. You go back, and everybody's like, no, you're on your own. Guess what? You are not stuck. Use the right key. And what is that key? Remember. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder, that is your song. Consider all thy works thy hands have made. I see the stars. I see the stars. What did you hear? I hear the rolling thunder. Thy path through my. Oh yes, thy universe display, then sings my soul. See, that is what you will say. That is what you will say. You will not focus on the situation. You will remember the greatness of your God. How great thou art. My God, you are great. You are greater than the situation. You are greater than all the powers on earth. How great thou art. Then sings my soul. Then sings my soul. Brethren, you will sing his praise. You will shout his praise. How great thou art, great thou art, my Lord, how great thou art. When the wind is blowing and moving everything around you, and God sees that you stand, instead of moving with the wind, You are declaring his greatness. God will rise on his throne. He will be like, he knows me. That is my son. That is my daughter. God is proud of us when we stand to declare whom he is in the face of situation. Who do you think God is? You think he's a man that can fail? Even if you get to the last minute, how many times you've gotten to the last minute of your life and he shows up? I challenge you as you are going in 2020. If you can stand firm, focusing on whom God is, and disregard the noise going on around you, because the enemy will try to distract you. Don't give up. Remember whom God is. Extraordinary strategist. That is your God. Impossibility specialist. You seated in heaven. You made the earth your footstool. Oh, incredible God. Sing it again. Extraordinary strategist. That is your God. Extraordinary strategies. Hallelujah. Impossibility specialist. You're seated in heaven. Oh, you made the earth your throne. Incredible God, incredible God. You are incredible God. You are incredible God. Incredible God. My Lord, incredible God. You are incredible God. You are incredible. That is your God. That is your God. Incredible God. Incredible. Extraordinary specialist. Oh, extraordinary strategist. Hey, my Lord, impossibility specialist. Seated in heaven. Hey, may the heart is pushed to incredible, incredible. Incredible, incredible God, you are incredible, my Lord, incredible, you are incredible God, you are incredible God, incredible God. Incredible God. Take a seat. We are not done. You serve an incredible God that deserves incredible praise. Forget about your situation. He is the master over every situation. You think any situation will catch your God unaware? Is the Alpha, is the Omega. He sits on his throne watching the wind. But he wants you to stand and say, I have a God over the wind. Therefore, wind, be quiet. See, when the Israelites got to the Red Sea, in the book of Exodus chapter 14, you all remember the story? You are all Bible students, right? They got to the Red Sea. The Egyptians coming behind. Left and right, no solution. Some situation will come, brethren. It doesn't require prayer. I'm telling you. You stay there, you are praying. Egyptian will come. Kia, kia. Egyptian will what? Come. What God is expecting you to do at that time is to stand. I know my God. I know my God. I know my Redeemer liveth. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He wants you to stand and declare in the face of that situation, you can do all your shakara you want to do. The Almighty God dwells in me. I am unstoppable. I am immovable because He has never changed. The Bible says He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. When you stand like that, devil will say, he knows it's God. Guys, wait a little bit. Wait a little bit. It seems like he knows it's God. Let's see, maybe there will be no consistency. Maybe we waver. Maybe we change. But you know what, Nalai? You stand right there. God, I don't care what I'm saying. I'm talking about your faithfulness. You did this last year for me. You did it for my mother then. I remember our sister in the church. You begin to remind God what He has done in the life of this person that you read in the Bible, that you see with your eyes. God will rise and say, yes, that is my son. He told Moses, why are you calling me? That is, this is not about prayer. This is about lifting me up. What is in your hand? The rod of Jesse. Lift it up. Lift it up. Know when to praise and when to pray. Praise the Lord. See? This is a simple. There is no format. To be honest with you, we are just going. So come with me. Are you with me? If He had saved you, call Him your Savior. If He had healed you, call Him your healer. When you are stuck, no money, He provided, call Him your provider. So you are never stuck. He has been something to you. You need to know your God. When you needed to comfort, He comforted you. Why will you think you are alone? He is your comforter. Call Him your comforter. That is your God. He deserves your praise. He deserves your praise at that kind of situation. He doesn't want you to be crying. God, you see what they did to me. I've been in this country all this way. My friend, keep quiet. Keep quiet. Don't stand about what God is, what He has been to you. See what praise can do. Praise will take you from here into His presence. Psalm 100 verse 4. Let's read it. Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter His gate. Wait. My friend, in 2020, I want you to go beyond Thanksgiving. I want you to do what? Because Thanksgiving will take you to His gate. Enter His court with what? Praise. Where Thanksgiving stop, praise continues. Yeah. If somebody is coming to church now, pray. If you are thanking God, Lord, I thank you for what you are going to do, what you have done for me. I'm going to this church. You will enter the gate. This is where the main. When you now begin to say, wow, God, I praise you. You are faithful. You are awesome. You never fail. You are unchangeable. You are covenant-keeping God. I remember whom you are. You are God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. I remember whom you are. When you say something, you do it. You never change your word, no matter what. God will say, wow, angels, take him into my court. He decided to be in my court. Thanksgiving will bring you into His gates. But praise will bring you into His court. That means praise will take you to His presence. His presence. Talk about Him more than anything else in 2020. Purposely disregard that situation. Let the devil keep wasting his time. I'm telling you, one day I said, devil, listen, you're going to file bankruptcy on my case. You will. I'm telling you, because you are investing in vain. All the agents you are gathering in vain. Every effort you are making in vain. You are spending, raising people, raising whatever in vain. because I choose to focus on him and not your yeting. It's it's a feather that has no strength. But devil wants to see if you will give him for it. When you give him, see devil, when you give him a ride, he will become a driver. So it's better don't give him a ride at all. Don't give him any opportunity. Then he will take over fully what God has given you. Enter his gate with thanksgiving. But we are focusing on his praise in 2020. We want that. That's why you should fellowship with the Holy Spirit and let God, the Spirit of God, be opening your eyes to whom God is. I'm telling you, when God is opening your eyes in 2020 about whom God is, as you are looking younger physically, you will be looking fresh spiritually. You will know what God is saying in a situation, so you are not moved. You will sleep and snore if you want to. That is, you will take a deep sleep, nothing will move you. Please focus and talk more about whom he is. But you need the fellowship of the Holy Spirit to really understand. You want the Holy Spirit to reveal God to you himself, whom he is. It will blow your mind. You will be like, oh. See, as we all know, this is the way. God can say, no, my children, this is the way. He's the only one that can do that. And feet nakedly, you can say, no, this is the door. And God is saying, no, my son, go this way. And you won't see that door until you begin to what? Act. Until you begin to take step. Psalm 22, verse 3. You are holy. How you would dwell in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered. God inhabits, he dwells in the praises of his children. That is why I'm telling you that a praiser will always emerge because they carry the presence of God. As a praiser, when you begin to praise, you invite his presence. See, in 2020, I want you to give a space. If you have people that specialize, they are professionals in complaining. Please give them a space. Give them a space. You want to nicely teach them as well, because you don't want anything to really confuse you in this new year. Don't complain. Do not what? Be grateful. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. As you're praising him, his presence dwelling. He loves it. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to flow. He wants to enjoy it. You think you don't know how to sing? He gave you a beautiful voice. What you have is good enough. I'm going to close with this. Please get me a chair. I used this illustration one time. You remember? Please get me a chair real quick. I want four able men. Oh, you can be a woman. It doesn't matter. Four people. Bring me a chair. No, they're bringing it. Okay, this one are many. I don't know how many are there. But it's okay. That's good. Yeah. Okay, because they are many, let I be the one to sit. Why your biko? Two people stand here. Two of you stand here. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about praise. This is God. Lucky you. This is God. I remember this drama I watched one time, and I think I shared it with us one time. I want you to follow me. Come with me, please. Pay attention to it. This woman was coming. God is sitting on his throne with the angels. And this woman was coming. I told you in 2020, avoid people that specialize in complaining. Have people that are very grateful, talks about God's faithfulness. They don't go by what they see. But God, you're looking young, you're looking good. Don't let anybody ever say that. Wow, you're looking old. What's going on with you? Be positive minded. This woman was coming. God, oh, I thank you because I know you gave me twins. Now my children are four. But I need to tell you, God, my husband, he doesn't take me out enough. He doesn't buy me McDonald's. He doesn't take me to Macy's. Even these children, sometimes they don't let me sleep. God, I know I cried before you gave me children. Now I have four. I don't want any more. But God, I need to be sleeping. These children, they demand. This one wants to buy sneakers. This one wants to buy this. It's getting too much, God. But I thank you because you are good. God said, I know what you need. Woman, I know what you need. Patience, follow her. Long-suffering, follow her. Endurance, you too, follow her. By woman, this is all you need. I shall be well with you. The woman left. Another woman was coming. This woman, as she was coming, she started with thanksgiving. God, I thank you. You made me to be alive. This is December 15. The year is almost over. I know a lot of things I went through. God is can be only you. This woman will sing. She continued to sing. She even switched to Yoruba. Obato joba lo, obato joba, oyigi yigi kabiyesi o obato. As this woman was coming, he switched from thanksgiving, began to praise God. Otuaka chineka yindu, agidigba Otuaka chineka yindu mo. Agidigba, agidigba, You know what God said? God is like, woman, what do you want me to do? No, God, don't do anything. You have done enough. Kabi esi o, o she o, abar mi mo o, ma she o, o she. This woman was singing Yoruba, was singing Igbo, was singing everything. Now she began to talk about whom God is. She began to praise him for whom he is, talking about his faithfulness, talking about his loving kindness, that as sinful as she is, God loves her, God protects her, God, oh. As this woman was praising God, God began to move on his throne. As God is moving on his throne, the angels were moving as well, to left and right, because he dwells in the praises of his children. God said, woman, wait, you are touching me. You are touching me. You are touching me. You are touching me. It's time for you. It's time for you to continue to go and be advancing in life. Because you have touched me, you are blessed. God says, increase. Follow him. Promotion. Follow her. Victory. Amen. Follow her. Abundance. Follow her. You know what? As they were going, God said, wait, everybody. Me too. I will follow you. Ha! This is what praise will do. You will not only have his blessings, you will have his presence. And when God is with you, who can be against you? You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised, Baba. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. Lord Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. You are
are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Praise Him. You are worthy, 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 Baba. Hey, you are worthy to be praised. Hey, shut up, this hold you. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Join me in praising God. For I have seen His goodness. Join me in praising God. I have seen it every.
In 2020, you're going to have a lot of your own swag of praising God. You know my own meaning. Like I saw you somewhere and I really like it. The meaning of swag. Someone who adores God. You adore Him in your own way, in your own style. There is nothing wrong if people copy your style. It's all good. And when God comes in His fullness, things will change. When you get home, I want you to dwell on the book of Acts of Apostles 16, because I won't go there because of time. When they took Paul and Silas and put them in the jail, instead of them seeing the situation, if that was you and me, trust me, we'll be sending prayer requests to Ibadan, to Akure, to... Yeah? Ima, where are you from? Udekwe, where are you from? Where's your village? Omuchu. No, not your own is not Omuchu. You will send prayer requests to everywhere because they put you in the jail. But because these two people, they know who their God is. They said, no, this is not about prayer. This is about praising Him. The Bible says they began to praise God. They began to praise God. They began to praise God. I'm telling you, when you begin to praise Him and it is genuinely from your heart and you're talking, you're lost in it, oh, you move the whole of heavens. God began to move. You know what happened? When God moves, it starts from the foundation of the situation. God doesn't move and start from the top. He goes to the root. Lift up your heads, O ye gate. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. Let the King of glory come in. My Bible says, who is this King of glory? Listen, the God that is strong in battle, mighty in battle. That is His name. The Lord shows up as Paul and Silas were praising Him, talking about Him. He moved. And the foundation of the place shook. The foundation realized, this is my maker. Kabiesi. The foundation bowed down. Without anybody opening the door. He is the key of David. Immediately, the door opened by itself. Watch and see what God will do. When you talk more about Him and talk less of your situation. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Bow down your head.